Here's the latest news from the Associated Press in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Steve Kaczynski. Churches near the site of a devastating plant at a rural Tennessee plant devoted Sunday services to the 16 victims and their families at surrounding communities mourn. Several congregants at nearby Maple Valley Baptist Church in Nunnally worked at Accurate Energetic Systems. The company supplies and researches explosives for the military and is a well-known employer in the area. The cause of Friday's blast remained under investigation. Crews were cautiously going through the incinerated property, searching for possible evidence. Authorities warned of smaller controlled explosives on Sunday as they dispose of hazardous materials. Vice President J.D. Vance is warning of deeper cuts to the federal workforce the longer the government shutdown goes on. Vance spoke Sunday as the shutdown entered its 12th day. He warned that the new cuts would be painful, even as he said the Trump administration is working to ensure that the military would be paid and some services would be preserved for low-income Americans, including food assistance. Hundreds of thousands of workers have been furloughed in recent days. In a court filing on Friday, the White House said well over, quote, 4,000 employees would soon be fired. Vance said the new cuts would be painful. Fewer choices may be on the menu again as Medicare patients shop for prescription coverage this fall. The number of available standalone drug plans has fallen for a few years, and that trend will continue for 2026. Most markets will still have several choices, but options are becoming particularly sparse as for shoppers with low-income subsidies who want to pay no premium. Plus, help may be harder to find as some big insurers no longer pay brokers commissions for new business. Shoppers have just a few weeks, starting October 15th, to sort out coverage for next year. A nor'easter is churning up the East Coast, prompting New Jersey to declare a state of emergency. Another storm has struck farther south with some heavy rain and flooding. New Jersey's declaration allows emergency services to activate as needed. The storm is expected to bring coastal flooding, strong winds, and power outages through Monday. Parts of New Jersey could see winds up to 60 miles per hour and up to 5 inches of rain. The National Weather Service has placed New York City, Long Island, and part of Westchester County under a coastal flood warning and wind advisory. Airports from Washington, D.C. to Boston have announced some delays and cancellations. James Franklin is out at Penn State. The school fired the longtime head coach on Sunday, less than 24 hours after a home loss to Northwestern. Terry Smith will serve as the interim head coach for the rest of the season. The Nittany Lions began the year with hopes of winning the national title. Those hopes evaporated by early October amid a string of losses. Penn State, which reached the CFP semifinal 10 months ago, lost at home to Oregon in overtime in late September. A road loss at UCLA followed. And I'll take a look at your state and local news on Thumb Broadcasting after this.
Let's talk about America. Not taxes or tweets or the issues that divide us, but how incredible our country is. Left, right, up, down, state lines to winding coastlines. Whether you come home to a crowded city street, tree-lined suburb, or sleepy small town, everyone deserves to live in a clean, green, and thriving community. And we all share in the responsibility to create beauty that ripples from one neighborhood to another and one block to the next. We are Keep America Beautiful, the nonprofit working with millions of people just like you to end littering, improve recycling, and beautify our communities. Because every mindful action and sustainable habit has a positive impact, and it all adds up. Learn how you can join Keep America Beautiful at KAB.org. Together, we can do beautiful things.
In state and local news, Lucas Raymond scored twice, including the 100th goal of his career, and the Detroit Red Wings pulled away for a 6-3 win over the Toronto Maple Leafs on Saturday night. Raymond's milestone goal broke a 3-all tie late in the third period. He scored on a slap shot off a pass from Patrick Kane during a power play. Kane had a goal and two assists. Marco Kasper, Simon Edvinson, and Andrew Kopp also scored, while Emmett Finney notched his first career point with an assist on Raymond's first goal. Alex DeBrincat added three assists. Cam Talbot made 20 saves. The teams face off against each other again, this time in Toronto on Monday. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed into law on Tuesday a new 24% tax on marijuana sales between producers and dispensaries, creating revenue to partially fund her long-promised effort to improve the state's roadways. Whitmer made road repairs her priority this year. The legislature's fiscal agencies estimate the wholesale tax will generate $420 million in new revenue to go toward the annual $1.8 billion road funding plan. But analysts predict the additional tax will inevitably lead to a drop in sales. The wholesale tax will be levied on the sale of marijuana from growers and processors to retailers. Adam Hoffer, director of excise tax policy at the Tax Foundation, said the new tax will almost certainly lead to an increase in retail price and a drop in sales. In Pigeon, leaf pickup in the village is underway and will continue until Monday, November 24th, dependent on the weather. Leaf pickup will be done on Mondays and Thursdays. The council asked residents to place the leaves on the grass instead of in the street. Doing that enables the DPW to pick up the leaves during wet conditions and it protects the storm sewers. MTERRA will be accepting yard waste materials. Residents are asked to mark the containers with yard waste with an X and to face the X towards the street. Also, branches, leaves, or grass clippings that need to be taken care of can be taken to the DPW garage at 70 North Main Street and not be placed in the street as it creates a hazard. MTERRA's yard waste collection ends on November 26th and will resume April 1st. Ubley's Village Police Department is making some changes. The department's officers carry 45s as a weapon, but they will be changing over to a different gun. Officers will be switching to carrying 9mm handguns because they are lighter and can carry more ammunition. During the police report, it was noted that the inspection of the trailer on Bingham Street will be conducted the next few weeks, and that work on the police building will be starting soon. Chief Anthony Wood previously reported that there were ants in the police department that needed to be dealt with, and the building was experiencing rust issues. Those issues are in the process of being addressed. In other matters, the council approved Terry Jimkowski's request to be appointed to the Central Huron Ambulance Board as the village's representative. The ambulance service is in the process of changing over to be operated by an authority rather than ruled by a board. And that is the news for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Steve Kaczynski. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, you can go to thumbnet.net.